A critical U.S. industry is based in the middle of the Texas flooding will update gasoline markets, which have been roiled by the lingering effects of Harvey. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. With many refineries and port facilities in Texas temporarily down, there have been surges in the petroleum markets overnight. Crude, which can't get refined, is piling up, driving the price of that raw material down. At the same time, the price of the end product, gasoline, is getting squeezed, driving its price up. We just spoke with Barbara Shook, an analyst with Energy Intelligence based in Houston.
The industry learned a lot from what happened in hurricanes Rita and Katrina in 2005. They learned that they needed to get as much equipment, critical equipment, up off the ground as possible. They learned that they needed to have their own power generation equipment. A lot of that has been installed in the past decade.
So hardened against the flooding, but, you know, there was wind here. What do we know about damage?
Just minor damage reported out of the port of Corpus Christi, where we do have four major refineries and half a dozen major petrochemical plants. It will take some weeks to repair, but it's not in the refineries themselves. It's mostly in the petrochemical plants, and it's not going to be significant. Some of these refineries could be back up by midweek. The major concern will be getting the port of Corpus Christi back online so you can get tankers in and out again.
So in the fullness of time, you're confident that these facilities can be put back online, but we do have this acute situation still pouring there, and in some cases crude can't be refined, and in that case it piles up, its price goes down, and the price of the end product, gasoline, goes up.
That'll be a temporary phenomenon because we expect the Houston Ship Channel to reopen by the middle of the week or the end of the week at the very latest, the same with the Corpus Christi Ship Channel. This is a mess right now, but these storms don't stay forever. They do break up. They do move out.
Barbara Shook, analyst with Energy Intelligence based in Houston. Barbara, thank you for this.
My privilege. Thank you.
By the way, Barbara had power when we called, and there was no water in her particular neighborhood, and she said she had plenty of food on hand. Checking some markets here, the price of gasoline traded on the New York Mercantile Exchange is up 4.8%, crude oil going the other way with that lack of refining capacity. It's down 1.1% in New York trading, $47.36 a barrel. Stocks, things are down. The FTSE in London is down not quite a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down minus 18 points, or about a tenth percent in the case of the Dow future. The 10-year Treasury yield, a guide to interest rates, it is down at 2.17%. There's news this morning that the ride-hailing service Uber has chosen a new CEO. According to multiple reports this morning, that person's name is Dara Khosrowshahi, who's chief executive of the online travel company Expedia. Uber's co-founder and CEO Travis Kalanick stepped down in June, you will recall, after the company faced a stream of lawsuits and public relations disasters. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here with us live. Mariel, what can you tell us about Mr. Khosrowshahi?
So he's been the CEO of the travel company Expedia since 2005. It's a public company worth about $23 billion. It also owns Hotels.com and Orbitz. Its stock price has almost tripled over the last 5 years. We also know he was previously chief financial officer at IAC, the $8.5 billion public company that owns the dating websites Match.com and OkCupid, as well as Vimeo, the video streaming site. You know, running Uber will be a little different for him. For one thing, it's private and not public. It's also worth more, an estimated $70 billion, and it's been embroiled in controversy for a long time.
All right. And remind us, what exactly will this new CEO be stepping into?
Yeah, I mean, just a few of the scandals involving Uber this year. It paid tens of millions of dollars to settle lawsuits with its drivers for underpaying them, also for making them false promises about how much they could earn. Then it faced allegations of fostering sexual harassment and discrimination, and it's under investigation by the Department of Justice for designing its app to evade police.
All right, so a lot to contend with there. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you very much. Hi, it's David Brancaccio. I wanted to let you know about some changes coming to this podcast feed Tuesday, September 5th. You'll still get the Marketplace Morning Report that you already know and listen to, and a midday update. Plus, we'll start including a new global edition of the Morning Report, hosted by the BBC's Anu Anand, that will bring you all the international business and economic news. So, thank you for listening. Starting today, more than 30,000 workers in St. Louis could see their paychecks shrink. The city's minimum wage is dropping from $10 an hour to $7.70. That's because of a new state law that says cities can't set a higher minimum wage than the state, Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
George Helfers runs Local Harvest Grocery in St. Louis. When he heard the city's minimum wage would be cut, he says he
never even thought about going back.
He's sticking with $10 an hour. More than 130, mostly small businesses, are doing the same. Kara Spencer is a city alderman. She says those places will have better luck holding on to workers. Plus,
I've seen, you know, several businesses that have said, you know, their sales have gone up since they've come out in favor of it.
Spencer says companies paying the new lower minimum wage tend to be big corporations like fast food and grocery chains.
That is heartbreaking, honestly, because these are large businesses that have very large profit margins.
Businesses like McDonald's, which employ hundreds of workers in St. Louis, including Wanda Rogers.
It's hard. It's a struggle. I'm already behind on my rent, so now I'm going to get further behind.
Local organizers have started gathering signatures for a referendum that would raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.
We'll continue to follow the events along the Gulf Coast, Houston, and the surrounding region. All of our Harvey coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.